Today, we're embarking on a new chapter here in Bloomington. In less than 2 weeks, we will gather to break ground on the largest single economic development investment in our city, with the new $400+ million state-of-the-art regional academic health center to be built on the city's east side. More on that in 2 weeks. Today, we're talking about the current site, a keystone of our community since 1905. First, I want to thank the members of the Hospital Reuse Committee, which was established in 2015 and led by Senator Vi Simpson and included dozens of community representatives, some of you here in the room today, who studied the site, other communities, and heard from the public, considered options for the site. The work of that committee has been invaluable in bringing the discussions on the future of this site to this point. I also want to thank the leadership of IU Health here in town, Matt Bailey, you and your colleagues, as well as those from Indianapolis, as we've collaborated for months to explore options and mutual benefits for our community in connection with the current hospital site. I want to thank our city staff, led by Deputy Mayor Mick Renison, and including Philippa Guthrie, Mary Catherine Carmichael, and several others who've worked very hard over the last few months. It's important also to note, as I will briefly, that the current Bloomington Hospital site is one of our string of pearls of unique and exciting opportunities along the B-Line corridor that also include the Trades District, the Convention Center, and Switchyard Park, all of which should see major progress in 2018. The synergies among these four locations should not be underestimated. Today, we have an exciting announcement about a new beginning for the current site of IU Health. IU Health and the City of Bloomington have signed a letter of intent for IU Health to sell their entire 24 acres of the current site at a deep discount to the City of Bloomington to lead future redevelopment. This is a letter of intent and depends upon successful relocation of IU Health to the new facility and approval of all appropriate bodies, particularly the Redevelopment Commission for the city, which is responsible for investing TIF, tax increment funds, finance funds for such a project. A formal purchase agreement is expected in February. The property, and you see a map of it here, parcels noted outlined in black, A, B, C, and D. The property is to be delivered by IU Health in clean, developable condition, is presently appraised at approximately $16 million. The purchase price agreed upon is $6.5 million, reflecting a deep discount offered by IU Health to support the community's opportunity to redevelop this core property so close to downtown and the Convention Center and the B-Line. By making this agreement at this time, our community has the advantage of time to study various options, gather more public input, and plan for the next use of this clean site. The site will be available, we expect, in 2021, giving ample time to add to the work that has already been done by the Hospital Reuse Committee. I believe strongly that our community, our entire community, should have the chance to comment on the next use of this land. I don't know the last time we had 24 acres of land available for reimagination, so close to the heart of our town, for our community to envision what investors and community institutions might do for the next generations. To that end, the Urban Land Institute, a preeminent national nonprofit resource, will be engaged to provide advice and recommendations based on public input, a thorough study of the site, and best practices in early April this year. The chairs of the current Hospital Reuse Committee will be re-engaged in advance of that process with the ULI. And after the April ULI process, Urban Land Institute, we will outline additional major public processes to further our collective community interests. 24 acres to imagine for future generations. This is an extraordinary opportunity for our community. It offers us the chance to create a new hub in the heart of downtown. In this bicentennial year, it offers us the chance together to create opportunity for generations of future Bloomingtonians to live and work and play, to do something that folks in the future will look back and appreciate. It is a challenge that I know our community is up for, and I appreciate sincerely the collaboration with IU Health in making this possible.